How about Johnny White, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
How big was that at ninth pitch at bat?
Man, it's a great at bat. It was a great at bat. It's just, you know, what the progression he's made, and then the last month of the season here, and just being able to get in a situation where we could work the count to 3-2, and then just take pitches, foul off pitches. And then, you know, the way he's using the field, too. You know, he's hitting balls in six hole. He's hitting balls off the fence. Hitting ball down the line there. I'm just happy for him. He deserves it because he's really, really worked hard, and he hasn't had a lot to show for it. So it's just good to see a kid like that get a big at-bat. That was huge.
Tim, how do you explain the guy becoming a completely different player in the last two or three weeks of the season than he was the first 5 years of his career?
You know, I was just telling these guys before, we were talking about, there was a kid named Jimerson from Miami several years back, and he kind of did the same thing. I mean, baseball, as you guys know, is all about confidence, and Johnny's been confident at times and looks pretty good, but this is kind of his time. He's played well late in the season. He played well late in the season last year, too, but it's just about the mind, and it's not like he's without ability. I mean, this is a guy who spends countless hours in the cages, so he really should deserve some time. He's just starting to feel it, though. He's very balanced in the box, and he's seeing the ball well.
Tim, one-run game's about being your friend all season. Yeah. Is a night like this just a night where you guys catch some breaks, or was it something that you guys did differently?
Well, he was thinking about breaks, but then you got Wingo's hit, and then you got Merrifield's hit, and you're thinking, oh boy, you know, first and second, no outs, and you give up a couple hits like that. I mean, with a youthful team and an inexperienced team, you want to see something like that happen for the good. I mean, we started off the season that way against Stanford and California. We just got through playing four games against Georgia and Tennessee that all went down to the end. And you'd like to think at some point the worm's going to turn and you're going to end up winning some of those. And, you know, there was just some big pitches made by Chase Reed there at the end. I mean, against the middle of the lineup, you know, Ebert, who's very dangerous, when that ball went up in the air in the infield, I don't know what I was going to think right there. I thought that was the best thing that happened to us all year, and I felt like once he got him out, I thought we had a good shot to win the ball game.
What about the matchups? You had a lot of lefty-righty, a lot of things to think about. You know, there was sort of a cat and mouse. He put a pinch hitter up, pull him back.
Right. That was a tough one because I thought he was going to leave Jones in the lineup. You know, Jones was hitting 125 off the lefty, so I thought that was the good matchup right there. And then he puts Baines in. And the thing, I went out there mound and did tell him that they could put Baines into the game. And if that's the case, he's hitting 440 against lefties, which I didn't tell them. But I just said, remember, you got Haney and Wingo after him, so you might want to pitch around him a little bit. And he got to 2-0 and threw him just a flat pitch, and he just banged it down the line. And, you know, shame on us. I mean, there's not really much we could do. But, you know, we got out of that, and, you know, Sean didn't get his man. He hadn't pitched in a while, and his breaking ball wasn't really sharp. But, you got to take your chances a little bit with your matchups. And I thought we matched up pretty good. I mean, the only thing I would have done differently is after Sonny walked that first hitter, I would have put Cotham into the game against Ebert. We couldn't get him loose fast enough, and I didn't want to pick over there a couple times and throw the ball in the crapper and have the guy go to third base. So,
if Richie gets that out to lead off the inning, do you leave him in with another lefty coming up after that? Or a righty? I guess a righty coming up after the two lefties.
Yeah, take me back, Chris. Who was the...
Oh, let's see. He walked Wingo to begin the inning, and then you had a righty in Merrifield, then you had two lefties. So
well,
does he pitch to Merrifield if he doesn't walk the leadoff guy?
No. Okay. No, Brewer's coming in the game, and I knew if once the bunt situation was in, Brewer's the better athlete off the mound, so we were going to do that. The key, though, is Bradley and Mac. Mac's hitting 400 against lefties, and Bradley's hitting well against lefties, so that's not the right mix. And didn't Mac hit a ball off of Goodnow, off the center field batter's eye? So, you know, you're almost better off throwing a right-handed breaking ball against those two guys. Yeah, I mean, we're just fortunate.
Is that why Chase Reed was so effective coming
in
that breaking ball?
We really wanted him for Merrifield, but that was the bunt situation and our better athletes, Brewer. So it was really a lot to think about there, but I do think we deserve to win that game. I really do. I just felt we did. I know they loaded the bases at the end, but you know how they got the bases loaded, and then we couldn't expand that one inning. I really thought Brian Harris was going to make contact, but again, Johnny White, you know, huge for him. Good for him.
Another guy having a good tournament. GOB right now.
Yeah.
He's hitting everything.
Good tournament at the plate, but good tournament behind the plate, too. He's calling all the pitches, and he's catching some tough ones. And, you know, happy for him as well. But he's always had good success in this ballpark. He must be hitting 500 down here. He's hitting balls out, you know, all over the place, using the whole field, hitting the home run. And, you know, he and Johnny are doing a good job. And, you know, Westlake, we needed that, too. I almost crushed him when he showed bunt. You know, I said, what the hell are you doing showing bunt? He goes, well, I just tried to spook him. I said, good for you. No one moved when you showed it. And then he swings at a changeup and then gets a pitch down, and he drives it, which was good. That was a big home run, too.
The back-to-back home runs, how big of a momentum boost was that?
Huge for the bench, huge for the team. I think they thought we were going to win the game at that point. I really felt that the game was not... I thought we had to expand to 6 or 7 runs to win it, but that was big. It got everyone into it. I thought it just kind of pushed us confidence-wise another step forward, but I didn't think it was enough as a coach. I just didn't think it was enough to win the game.
Talk about what this pitching staff's been able to do in these first two games, probably against two of the best offenses in the conference.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's really the starters. I mean, you can't say enough about Mikey's performance, how much it meant, really. I mean, that game to us meant everything because I think for future implications, now I didn't talk to the team about this, but in my mind I'm thinking, you know, the LSU's game has to be had. You just got to win that if you want a chance to play further. And then Sonny going out tonight, I mean, it's a freshman that, you know, really had to pitch. He couldn't just throw his fastball. I said, you know, at lunch today we talked to the team and I said, you're going to have to throw some balls 75 miles an hour. Some straight balls 75 miles an hour. You can throw them right down the middle of the plate, but you got to throw them 75 miles an hour. I said, you have to induce contact because in the role that he's been, he's had to miss bats. And I said, as a starter, you got to hit bats. And I said, if you hit bats, we can extend you. If you don't, we can't. I said, you're not going to make a living striking everyone out. I said, you're going to take you out in the fifth and sixth inning like we did Price his freshman year. And I said, we can't do that. So good for him. He did a nice job.
He had 115 pitches, 11 Ks. So he was kind of efficient, but he also did strike out quite a few.
He did strike out a few. And they were big strikeouts. That's a tough lineup now. There's a lot of home runs. I mean, that weekend right there was hell for us when we played them. I didn't think we were going to get up. Didn't know if we'd get back on our feet again. But he got hit around. But that was good. That was good. He's a tough customer. He's just finding that changeup too. And that two-seamer that he's got runs and is tough on left-handers, so he's evolving into a pitcher. Tough to face. Those are two pretty good guys right there. Now we got to figure out a third for this next game, but we'll watch tomorrow night and figure out what we're going to do.
Chase, does Gray figure in that mix if it's LSU given the left-handed trouble they've had?
Gray?
Garvin?
Oh, Grayson.
Oh, sorry, Grayson, yeah.
Possibly. We were just talking about that. I think there's three guys, you know, possibly Grayson, Popham if he's healthy, and Taylor Hill. It's got to be with the lefties, you got to be a right-hander with some off-speed mix, really, to go against them because they're dangerous. But I don't know. The way I look at it now is that's okay. Whoever we pitch is fine. Hopefully, offensively, their situation helps us because they got to throw Coleman tomorrow, and South Carolina's got to waste someone. So,
but don't you flip?
Yeah, it's Arkansas or Florida, right?
Right. And likewise, you know, likewise. Now Florida's going. We do flip. We in this Saturday, so we'll play the winner loser, right? And you know what? Sully's got a lot of pitching. They'll be tough. So I don't know. It'll be interesting to see.
Oh, they flipped the bracket.
Yeah, they flipped the bracket. They just started last year.
Yeah,
10 o'clock.
Oh, right. Yeah. Some of the guys had sort of a chip on their shoulder with the whole backing in thing from last week. Do you sense that with this ball club that this is sort of a statement of this tournament right now?
Yeah, I mean, there were a lot of people that, you know, said that to us. And, you know, every time I started off a conversation, they go, well, how's your team's confidence after you backed in? And, you know, that's really the easy thing to say, but you know what? Last year, we lost three coming into this tournament, too, and, you know, it was kind of a body of work. It isn't our fault that we got rained out against Arkansas.
Tim, they want some new game here.
And, you know, what the hell are we supposed to do? Say, okay, we'll trade places with Kentucky. You'll go because we lost three games. I mean, you know, we did what we did. We had some good road wins. And beating Arkansas twice on the road and beating Georgia, I think the kids were a little bit upset. But the Tennessee series was just a bummer. We played like crap, and, you know, I just stunk. We were just gripping too tight, especially after the Thursday loss. We just were gripping, and this is better.
Do you think this should end any bubble talk right now, just coming in here getting the two wins?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, and I know the committee people, and, you know, I think, yeah. I mean, I mean, all I felt we needed to do was win a game or two to dignify why we were here. And once we dignified why we were here, they say, okay, you beat LSU, you beat South Carolina. Both teams ahead of us. Our RPI is going to slide maybe up to 33, 32, 31. You know, I'd hate to play us. You know, you got to face Miner and you got to face Sonny Gray. But I feel that way about Kentucky, too. You put Kentucky in a regional, good luck. You're facing a first rounder and a second rounder. Yeah, we'll see how you do against those two. So I think there's nine teams that should go in this in the conference anyway.
Tim, the part of the bracket you got put in appeared to be probably the three teams that you matched up worst against. Regardless of what else happens in the tournament, how much confidence does this give you guys, knowing that you can finally do something against teams that can really hit home runs?
Well, it gives us a lot of confidence. It's a big ballpark. I mean, we talked about this a lot, but it just, yeah, I'm sure it gives us a lot of confidence in the fact that we can beat people. And I told them before we got here, I said, hey, we're 14-5. We've been in this tournament the last four times, been in a championship game. I said, this is like going to a birthday party and not having the cake if we're not there. I said, this is our tournament. We win in this tournament. And I think the kids feel that way, not just because I say it, but I think they look upon this as something that they can do. But, I think that probably, especially South Carolina sweeping us, and then LSU being the number one team, so... Yeah, I would give this.
Got the advantage of just having this Friday off. You guys have had it before, but an extra day of rest.
Big. It's big. It's just big on the pitchers. Everyone out there that threw in relief tonight, you got an extra day, so you're fine. You know, gives us a chance to get this Saturday. I've always felt like you get to this tournament, there's no way you want to come home early. Because even in 2007 we lost the game. I told the guys, I said, we got to stretch this out, fellas. I said, there's no way we want to go home and practice. I said, that stinks. I said, let's just play. You know, that's how you get ready for tournaments. So I always want to try to get to Saturday if we can. It just is a good situation.
So you have six pitchers today. Mm-hmm. Saturday you're probably looking at another five or six guys stretching out a little bit.
That's okay.
On the road for Sunday.
Yeah, you're fine. It really doesn't matter because right now we still have a bunch of guys that haven't pitched yet. You're looking at Christiani and you're looking at Hill. Those are two. And Hayes. Those are three quality guys right there. And Garvin. And you got Big Jack, you know. So I don't know. I'm fine with the pitchers that we have. They're okay. They're not bad. Not chopped liver. So, and they're going to get better.
How much can Caleb get?
Caleb's fine. He can go okay. His knee's starting to feel better. It's still... hurts him a little bit, but he's okay. We may contemplate starting him too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you know,
it's Sunday or
well, if we get to Sunday, it's all hands on deck then. Right. You know, it's just whoever can go goes, because you know that, you know, we get to Sunday, we know we're playing in a regional period. You got 5 days off, it doesn't matter. You know, that trophy right there is right in front of us, and that's what we want to get.
Beerman's injury, I guess he's recuperated nicely.
Yeah, it was an elbow problem, and we scared him, tweaked it, fine, strained it, fine, no problem. But I didn't think his breaking ball was very sharp. When he started throwing warm-ups, it wasn't real sharp. Gio looked into the dugout, like, gave me that look like, don't know if this is going to get it done. Chase, I felt like he could get it done. Chase Reed's been a big-time pitcher for us, you know, in key situations. He's had some tough luck. Certain situations, but I thought he pitched really well.
Any other health concerns at this point?
No, fine. You know, Cotham's the only guy, but outside of that, knock on wood, I think everyone is healthy and everyone is fresh mentally.